my cone.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Cone.
This is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
You know how it works? I'll give you the good news of a story, and Megan in Lockport, you're going to try and guess the bad news of this story.
Okay.
All right, there's a story about a couple who ran out of gas, and a homeless man actually gave them his last $20 to get gas. And so because of that, they started a GoFundMe for him and raised almost $400,000 for this man. What's the bad news of this story?
Did they have the wrong name?
Oh, they zelled the wrong person?
Possibly.
Well, they kind of zelled the wrong person. What they did is allegedly they zelled themselves because they started investigating and realized that none of this money actually went to that man. And this couple spent almost $400,000 on a BMW and trips to Vegas, casinos, things like that. So they actually started an investigation and they were sentenced to 5 years in state prison for fraud.
Oh my goodness, that's awful.
They were probably like, oh, we should have done this for ourselves. Forget this guy.
Pretty much.
Let's jump into get all three, okay? These are the three trivia questions that if you don't get all three, they stick and go on and on and on. And we got a winner on Friday, which means we got three brand new questions today. Not only did we get a winner on Friday, knocked it out on the first try. That was wild, all right? All right, you can check that podcast too at us99.com if you don't know what those questions were. Let's get you three brand new questions. Ian from Wrigleyville is going to jump in, and if he doesn't get all three, they go to you. Ian, you ready to take them on?
Yeah.
All right, Ian, question one. What museum is the most visited museum in Chicago?
The Art Institute.
Okay. Question two. Who wrote the play Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
All right, hold on right there. I'm going to get you question three. Two songs away.
Can you get all three?
We're about to find out. Can we get all three? This is the first time playing with these questions, too. These are the three trivia questions that stick and go on and on till someone gets all three. Scotty, Friday we had a miracle that happened when Lizzie got all three on the first freaking try. First time we had this question. So these are three brand new questions. Like I said, Ian from Wrigleyville answered questions one and two just a couple minutes ago. And he's going to take a shot at question three. If he doesn't get them, you know who gets them, right? Yeah, you get the questions. Okay, so get your phone ready. Ian, you ready to jump back in, take on all three?
Yeah.
Okay, and question three. Ian, 15% of people have done this to their boss, even though they know it could get them fired. What did they do?
Flip them off.
But that's a very Chicago thing to say, man. Or give them the bird. All right, Ian. In Wrigleyville, you got... Two correct, dude. That's pretty good on a first shot, man. That's pretty good.
Nice.
All right, nice. We'll take it, right? If you think you can get all three, though, 312-946-4995. Or you just want to have some fun on a Monday? Why not? 312-946-4995.
Howdy, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
I'm your next door neighbor.
Love thy neighbor.
Okay, you're about 60 seconds away from those Parmalee tickets. But this is called Won't You Be My Neighbor, because when I'm bored at home on the weekend, specifically this weekend, I scroll through the neighborhood app, I scroll through the Nextdoor app, and man, people are wild. There are some wild stories on there. Or like if you go to certain Facebook neighborhood groups. So I like to pull some of my favorites and give them to you. Trisha, would you like to hear some of these posts?
Sorry, earlier.
All right, here we go. I have a neighbor who is obsessed with ducks. Okay? He's out every day feeding them. No big deal, right? But every day he dresses up in a full duck costume. And one time I saw him quacking at the top of his lungs trying to talk to them. It was hilarious and a little bit disturbing. Has anyone else seen him?
Pretty sickening.
It's wild, but the best was in the comments too. There were people that were like, yeah, duck guy. Everyone knows duck guy. Like it was no big deal. God. Totally normal.
Wow.
Let's do one more, cool?
Yeah, I'll do one more.
This one's titled, He Eats My Flowers.
Oh my God.
It says, I have a neighbor and he eats my flowers. In his defense, he told us he's been doing it for years when we introduced himself and when we first bought the house. But he's also brought over all kinds of frozen cookies and housewarming gifts. And we weren't sure what we were in them. We think they might have been made of flowers. Anyways, he's a great neighbor. He just eats my flowers. No shame. He comes over in the yard, eats my lilies raw, and brings scissors and clips the heads to boil them and make jam. It's crazy to me, but he embraced it. I planted a couple raspberry, blackberry, and blueberry bushes 3 years ago when we first moved in so that he could have something else to snack on. She planted treats for him.
Oh my my God.
What would you do if you looked out your window and there was just a, like a guy just gnawing like a goat on your flowers?
I have no idea what I would do. I'd be just disturbed.
Disturbed. Won't you be my neighbor? All right.
We need more laughs on the show.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Oh, man. This weekend, I watched a documentary that of a person I haven't thought about in a really, really long time. This we're going to talk about in a second. Some celebrities we haven't thought about in a second. But I watched the Miss Cleo documentary, Megan.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't remember Miss Cleo? They call me now. The psychic from the Psychic Network.
Oh, yes.
Here, I used to watch this thing all the time because I was such a night owl.
Don't go blindly through life. Let me use the power of the tarot to show you the way. Call me now for your free reading.
Before that, though, before I saw it on Netflix, I haven't thought of Miss Cleo in a really, really long time, and you probably haven't either. So I want to do this right now, and maybe you'll get it. Maybe you will. I read a lot of articles. I see a lot of things on the internet, obviously. So there are very few people I feel like I haven't thought about this celebrity in a really long time. So here's what I want to do. Let's play a little game of... Scotty, I bet you've never thought of blank in a really long time. 312-946-4995. These are so fun. I'm going through the text right now. 44995. You can text in too. Of celebrities we just haven't thought of in a long time. Because I told you, I watched the Miss Cleo documentary. Remember Miss Cleo from the Psychic Network?
Don't go blindly through life. Let me use the power of the tarot to show you the way. Call me now for your free reading.
I haven't thought about Miss Cleo in forever until I saw that documentary. I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. And if you haven't, if you don't know who Miss Cleo is, watch the documentary. If you do, watch it because you're going to like it even more. It was an operation. Who knew? But some of these texts coming in of Scotty, I bet you haven't thought of Kirk Cameron in a while. I have, actually, because he was just in the news. He was just in the news because he lied about, I don't know, people coming to his book signing or something like that. So that's what I throw this out as a challenge because I see all the things on the internet. I read a lot of articles, listen to a lot of podcasts, listen to a lot of things. And so there's a lot of people, celebrities that you may have thought I haven't thought of, but I have. Let's see. Last word today, it's 8997. Text Bo Jackson. I did think of Bo Jackson because Eddie Jackson from the Bears, his Instagram handle is at BoJack. And I was like, oh, like Bo Jackson. So I have thought about him. So fail so far. You can text 44995. Let's get you three things you need to know.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, a couple things going around. We all know that the Bears, they're the worst team in the NFL, right? And that means we got the number one draft pick for 2023. And may I suggest the whole Georgia team, the Georgia Bulldogs last night, won the college football national championship game. 65-7. Can we let's just draft all of them. Take the whole thing. Whole squad. Put a different jersey on all of them. It'll be fine. Speaking of winning, if this is your reminder to stop and get your Mega Millions ticket because tonight it's worth over $1.1 billion. And we do know that the last $1 billion that was won was here in Des Plaines. So get that ticket. And it's your reminder to stop. And make sure you stop at like the tiniest broken down, out of nowhere place that you can find. That's always where those tickets are sold. And still speaking of winning, there's a guy that I'm actually going to give you a chance to go see that's reminding everybody how great his voice is when Shay Mooney of Dan and Shay covered Adele's Somebody Like You and nailed it.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you.
Come on. Come on, Shay Mooney. And of course, I'm going to get you in to see Dan and Shay for that totally private concert, you and nine of your friends in Nashville at 5:30 today. That's all happening. And by the way, in the next 15 minutes, if you're like me and you leave the TV on for your dog when you leave the house so they don't feel lonely, does it work? You're going to find out.
Isn't it awesome? It's where fun meets awesome.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I'm about to get you those Parmalee tickets in about 60 seconds here, but I told you, if you are a dog person like me and you leave the TV on when you leave the house, and I do it so that the dogs have like some kind of noise, so it's just not silent, so they don't feel as lonely. Well, does it work? Do dogs watch or listen to TV? Turns out the answer is yes, they actually are watching now. New research shows that they're watching and listening to and what's happening on the screen. And depending on how high the volume of is it, they will react to the sounds on the TV, especially if there's something that sounds like their favorite squeaky toy. You know, if you've ever seen a dog's face perk up or any of those TikToks where they say, play this sound and see how your dog reacts, they do. They hear it, and it's not a coincidence. It's actually going for it. And so I have this, I guess, a subscription to one of these YouTubers that what they do is they put up these videos of these calming music. So if you do this for your dog, search the account K, the letter K, the number 9, space Vibes, V-I-B-Z. V-I-B-E-Z, I think it is actually. V-I-B-E-Z. K-9 Vibes. Because on there, they have these, like, just instrumentals of... they have calming reggae and calming rock and roll and calming hip-hop. They put on in their, like, 10-hour videos, some of them. So you can just leave them on when you go out of the house. They don't have any calming country songs. I don't know why. Or vibes. Maybe because Luke Combs comes on and your dog wants to like shotgun a beer and take a shot of whiskey, and that's probably not good for their anxiety. Anyways, if you want it, you can always hit me up on social too. I'll send you the link to it at Scotty K on air. Scotty with a Y, the letter K on air. If you are someone that leaves the dog home and likes to leave the TV on or music on for them when you leave.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, I'll give you the good news of the story. Emma in Cedar Lake, you're going to try and guess the bad news of this story.
Okay.
All right, so the good news of the story, Emma, is that there's a guy who makes about $128,000 a year doing absolutely nothing. What's the bad news of that story?
What's the bad news?
Okay, that's hard to think of what the bad news would be.
That's hard. Like, he does have... That sounds like the dream.
Sounds awesome, doesn't it? There's a bad... there's some bad news to the story, though.
Let's say he was doing this illegally. I don't know.
Ah, what he was doing was illegal. All right. What he was doing was perfectly legal. The bad news of the story, though, Emma, is that he complained about it. He complained so much that he got fired.
No.
Yeah. He was an Irish financial manager, and he claims that he got paid almost $130,000 a year to basically sit around, eat lunch, and read newspapers all day. And he had a lot of problems with how the business was run. So he complained about it and lost his job.
Hey, I would have took his job.
I can do nothing. I'm great at that. I'm actually way better at that than I am this.
Yeah, right, exactly. Better at doing nothing than everything, huh?
Don't agree with that, Emma.
No, I am, okay. I'm saying.
Tell me I'm good at this at least
a
little bit.
I know, you're good at what you do. Don't worry.
Thank you. Nothing like fishing for compliments.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, listen, from Hanover Park, bicycles, we did it. We reached 1 million broken bones in the last 20 years. I had mine over the handlebars, split open the chin. What was your bicycle injury?
So it wasn't a broken bone, but it might have been worse. Early 90s, my girlfriend and I were playing on our bikes. So I was on the seat, and she was pedaling, and my heel got stuck in the wheel and took my whole heel off. The spokes took my whole heel off.
It's one of those pains, too, you didn't even realize it hurt until you saw it, right?
Yep, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, awesome. Thank you so much for calling. I'm rethinking this segment now. Thank you. All right, Joel's in Addison. What was that bicycle injury, my man?
It was me and my buddies. I had me and my brother, my two buddies, we built a ramp. We had like a car tire in the middle. My front tire, the board broke. My front tire went in that tire, and I went flying over the handlebars, bloody face. My two front teeth went through my lip.
You know who I blame? I blame X Games. We used to watch the X Games. We used to build those ramps in my buddy George's backyard, right off like Schoenbeck Road and Wheeling. Like we thought we could do it. Like, what were we thinking?
Right?
It was crazy.
I know. It's just nuts.
Yeah, one of those seemed like a good idea at the time. Let's get you three things you need to know.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, let's see what's floating around. You want to be a billionaire? You still have that shot because there was no winner for the Mega Millions last night, which means Friday the 13th. The drawing is going to be worth close to $1.35 billion with a B dollars. So sometime between now and then, or every day till then, go grab your ticket. Friday the 13th is a crazy day to become a billionaire. I love that. Eddie Murphy last night did something interesting. I think that only Eddie Murphy could tackle. The Golden Globes were last night, and as he was receiving the Cecil B. DeMille Award, He decided to give some very important advice for actors.
I want to let you know that there is a definitive blueprint that you can follow to achieve success, prosperity, longevity, and peace of mind.
What is that?
And I followed it my whole career. Just do these three things. Pay your taxes. Okay. Mind your business.
Okay.
And keep Will Smith's wife's name mouth.
Obviously referencing the slap heard around the world. You can see that clip at US99.com. And in country music news, whether you, I don't know, became familiar with Leslie Jordan through his, roles in Will and Grace, or maybe his fame that happened during the pandemic on TikTok, there's no denying that he was beloved by everyone and very important to the country music world. And now they announced a star-studded tribute to Leslie Jordan set for the Grand Ole Opry. It's going to be February 19th, and it's going to have such stars performing like Eddie Vedder, Maren Morris, Brothers Osborne, Ashton McBride, Jelly Roll, and more. So all proceeds are going to benefit EB Research as well. And finally, something that you can participate in is maybe going to see this guy. When I think about you, I think about 17. The Chief. I think about my OG. I think about the stars and the... If you heard it earlier, I believe Drew announced it. Eric Church has announced his The Outsiders Revival Tour, and he has, 18 different openers across the tour. Now, what does that have to do with you? You get to see him at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park. I'd like to do something that I call
shower thoughts.
Let's get your brain blown for a second. If tomato was a fruit, is ketchup a smoothie?
Shower thoughts.
Are fitted sheets the bed's underwear?
Shower thoughts.
Ice water refills itself.
Shower thoughts.
Cheese, just a loaf of milk.
Shower thoughts.
Why aren't iPhone chargers called apple juice?
Shower thoughts.
Being down for something and being up for something mean the same thing.
Shower thoughts.
And finally, when you clean a vacuum cleaner, aren't you the vacuum cleaner?
Shower thoughts.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, let's do it. Good news, bad news. I'll give you the good news of a story. And Maddie in Tinley Park, you're going to try and guess the bad news of this story.
Let's do it.
The good news of the story is that on New Year's Eve, there's a kid. His name is Connor. And his mom graciously bought him and his cousins a whole bag of candy. You know, so they could stay up late, obviously. Including Connor's favorite, Pop Rocks. What's the bad news of that story?
I'm going to say that Connor and his friend ate the entire bag of candy and got really sick.
That is something we would all do. That is very plausible for every kid. Anybody with a kid, I know my 12-year-old, that he's like, I will eat all of it in 2 seconds and you can't stop me. He didn't actually get to eat all of it. What he did was when he opened the bag of Pop Rocks, he quickly learned that they weren't actually Pop Rocks because they didn't pop. They actually started to burn. So it's kind of scary because they bought this bag of candy and mixed in with the Pop Rocks was something called Lucky's Mystical Dragon Flames, which is it's a bag of things that you're supposed to throw on a campfire and it makes it burn different colors, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's just full of chemicals and the pouches look similar and I guess they were mixed in with the Pop Rocks so the parents didn't notice. And I tell this story luckily because Connor is absolutely okay. They took him to the hospital, so he's fine. But yeah, the bad news is he did not eat Pop Rocks. He ate these crazy mystical dragon flames, which sounds cool. Turns out it isn't.
Exactly. Oh my God. That's terrible.
No. But Connor's okay. Like I said. So that's the bad. The bad news.
Good.
The bad news is he'll probably never eat Pop Rocks in his life ever again.
Probably not. He's gonna have to find a new candy.
I want to go to Kim for a second. Kim, you say you have four boys in the house, right?
Yeah.
You got to buy a lot of milk for that many boys, right? They'll eat a lot of cereal.
Oh, yeah.
Do they all like the same kind of milk, or do you have to get like one, like 2%, one skim, and one whole milk?
Well, one likes the Fairlife, which is like $7. Yeah, the other one will drink anything.
Do you think you can tell the difference between those milks?
Yeah, I do.
Have you tried like the switcheroo?
No.
You should try the switcherooski. It might save you money. Because if you don't know...
That's a good idea. Just save the container.
Yeah, exactly. Is there anything that you have that when you taste it, like you're like, oh, I can totally tell the difference between either a different brand or a knockoff? You know how people can tell the difference between like Coke and Pepsi or something, right?
Fake Oreos? No. Like, no.
Oh, like generic Oreos? Yeah.
Yeah, no. But you know another one? Kraft mac and cheese. It's got to be Kraft.
Oh, that's a really good one. The mac and cheese, like especially my son, he is a shark with that. He sniffs it out. If it is not the blue box, he knows instantly will not eat almost any other Kraft mac and cheese. That's a good one.
It's got to be.
Perfect, Kim. Thank you for calling. Let's do this. What is something that you can totally tell the difference? If it is an off-brand or a different kind, like the 2% versus skim milk, Coke versus Pepsi, what is it that either you or someone in your house can instantly tell the difference and you will not accept it? 312-946-4995.
Oh, this show's the best.
The best show.
Best show.
Best show ever.
Who voted?
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Karen and Schaumburg, what is something that if they pull the switcheroo on you, you know instantly that is not your brand, that's not your kind that you like. What is it?
Well, it's actually my husband, and it's ketchup.
Oh.
He will not eat anything other than Heinz ketchup.
Really?
And if you try to serve him anything else, he knows instantly, even if it's Heinz Simply, no salt, it's got to be regular Heinz ketchup.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. Yeah, I guess I never really thought about it. I'm a ketchup lover. I really do love ketchup. And, sometimes there's like some spicy ketchup and there's some different kinds that like you could tell it tastes a little bit different. None of them bother me, but I've never even thought about it before. To me, ketchup has always really been ketchup.
I never thought about it either, but anytime I buy something else, he throws it away.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got in trouble for this, didn't you?
Yes, on multiple occasions.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's a good one.
Thanks.
Al from Bartlett, what is it that if someone pulls that switcheroo on you, you know instantly? That is not my brand. That is not mine.
Mayonnaise.
Oh, what? Oh, so you need a certain kind, or are you talking about the difference between?
I only like helmets, and I can tell all the different ones. My wife has tried to switch the light one on me. She tried to give me the olive oil, and I said, yeah. All I did was...
She's tried to pull the switcheroo on you. Now, would you go Miracle Whip?
Never. This stuff is terrible.
You're like, Scotty, shut your mouth.
No way on earth. No, thank you.
Let's get you three things you need to know.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, if you are a Sierra Mist fan, right, like, the rival to the Sprite. Well, Sierra Mist Pepsi Company, or I should say parent company, Pepsi, is ditching Sierra Mist for a new Sprite competitor. It's called Starry. So Milo, look a little different in your grocers, in the refrigerator section, or of course in convenience stores. Well, they say it is a higher citrus flavor and true fruit and more aromatic than Sierra Mist. And so it's already hitting the stores now, which means if you are a hardcore Sierra Mist fan, if you're a Misty, if you will, you might want to go buy up as many of those as you can. I'm sure they're going to be selling, people are going to be selling them on eBay for like thousands of dollars. You can't get them anymore. All over the news over the past couple weeks was, of course, what happened on Monday Night Football to Bills player DeMar Hamlin. And, you know, after we found out about his health and his recovery, there was a lot of questions about the schedule and the logistics moving forward as we get into the playoffs and the championship rounds. Well, the NFL has announced that there will be a stadium that will be in a neutral site if the Bills and Chiefs both make it to the AFC Championship on January 29th. It's going to be played in Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. And the decision was made because the teams, you know, they have an unequal amount of games during the regular season because that Bills-Bengals game was canceled. So on the 29th, if the Bills and Chiefs are in it, it will be held in Atlanta. And finally, if you are a fan of Scooby-Doo, I don't know about you, I love Scooby-Doo growing up. And Velma was one of my favorite characters. Well, Velma's getting her own little spinoff. This is pretty cool. And Velma is an animated series. It's an adult animated comedy series. And it tells the origin story of this unsung and underappreciated brains of the Scooby-Doo mystery team. Listen to this here.
My name is Velma Dinkley, and I've decided to finally share the bone-chilling events that drove me to assemble the greatest team of spooky mystery solvers ever. This is my story, told my way. Dissing her. She has no brain. And it starts with a murder.
It looks really, really funny. And it looks like it's more adult humor than anything. So you can check that out. It started streaming today on HBO Max. So I'll put that also up on US 99 Chicago on the Instagram story. Alexis, I was an accidental jerk. I didn't mean it to my Uber driver today. You want to know what happened?
Sure.
I was in this Uber. I got in and it smelled terrible, okay?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, that happens, fine, whatever. But, so I was on the phone, and, you know, obviously I wasn't going to say anything. I was texting my wife, and I go to text her. And you know when you text or you click on anything, there's, like, different menus that pop up sometimes. If you have an iPhone, it'll pop up. It'll be, like, cut, paste, and then speak is one of the buttons.
Yes.
Right? And so it'll read whatever you have there out loud, like, really fast.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Let me read the text to you that I didn't even get to send it yet because I was trying to edit it. And all of a sudden, this out loud in a completely silent car with the Uber driver to my wife goes, "This Uber smells so bad. At first, I thought I stepped in the dog's poop, but I think someone used the trunk to empty a porta potty and layered it on a pile of tuna fish."
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is pretty bad. The Uber driver heard it. It clearly didn't respond, but there's no way that this person did not hear that whole message. And of course, I was trying to write this like really funny, cheeky message to my wife. And I was like, I'll add all these funny things. Like, and
oh my God.
Yeah, so I hit the speak button.
Well, maybe you'll save the next customer. Maybe he'll get the car cleaned or use an air freshener.
Oh, you think I helped? Okay.
You might have helped.
It's a positive spin. I didn't completely make this person feel awful, but yeah, I helped them. Got it. Man, maybe that's true. Let's go with that. Fine. I appreciate your optimism.
Yeah, you gotta see the good in it, right?
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
I'll give you the good news of a story, and Anna in West Chicago, you're gonna tell me what you think the bad news of this story is, okay?
Okay.
The good news of the story is that there was a woman who was newly dating a guy and was very, very excited that they finally had their first kiss. Super cute, right?
Yep.
What's the bad news of that story, Anna?
She caught COVID after that.
Oh, that's plausible. It's not the bad news, but that would be bad news. The bad news is that he bit off her tongue.
Oh, wow. I was not expecting that one.
That escalated really quickly, didn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Apparently, it was an accident, allegedly. He bit off, like, the tip of her tongue. I don't know what kind of kiss this was.
Oh, wow.
Or what the rest of their relationship looks like.
Yeah.
But dang. Yeah, I guess they were able to sew it back on, though. And there's actually a video of it all, too. And I don't know if you want to see it or not. But
yeah, I don't know if I'd want to see that. But yeah.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I always get sucked into these weird videos that I didn't think I wanted to see. You know, like the pimple popper things and things like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is that weirdly satisfying? It's disgusting, but it's satisfying at the same time. So who knows? Maybe you're going to like the sewing the tongue back on video. Who knows?
Maybe.
You're like, I feel like I know myself and I don't like that.
Probably not.
And I'm so stupid.
Stupid, stupid.
Yep, it's something I did. I don't know why I'm like this. It's Scotty. We're going to play a little game of... I don't know why I said that. I told this story on my Instagram earlier, but it's a real thing that happened. I got in an Uber today. And as we're pulling up to where I was going, I was like, you can let me right on over here by the corner. You can let me on over there, Mom. I called him Mom. I meant to say man. And I called him Mom. And so for the next couple minutes, we were very, very silent. I was embarrassed. He didn't even respond. That was the worst part, like make a joke out of it. And then I go to get out of the car. And I was like, all right, have a good day. And the Uber driver, this is what the Uber driver says, okay, son, have a good day at school. Crushed it. Oh, I felt way better after that. But why did I say that? Why did I call him Mom? That was so weird. Why am I so weird? So I would like to play a little game with you of I don't know why I said that. Your turn. 312-946-4995. Is it worse than calling your Uber driver Mom? Because that was weird and awkward. 312-946-4995.
I'm so stupid.
stupid, stupid.
Yep, that's what I did. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Scotty. How's it going?
It's going well now. A little awkward earlier. As you heard, I called my Uber driver mom for some reason.
I feel you. I've been there.
It was really weird. So go ahead. What did you say that afterwards you go, I don't know why I said that.
So I ran into a guy at a party that had a prosthetic leg.
Uh-oh.
And he was talking about how much they cost and insurance and everything. And without even thinking about it, I said to him, oh, my God, they must be so expensive. They probably cost an arm and a leg. And I wanted to cry.
Stop.
And I was so embarrassed. And I knew it the minute it came out of my mouth. But he thought it was hilarious. And we laughed about it. So I felt a little bit less bad after that. But I wanted to fall through the floor and die. It was the dumbest thing I've ever said.
It's one thing if you said it knowing you were going for a risky joke.
I was not. I was not at all.
Yeah, you're like, I was just being ignorant.
I didn't know him. And it was bad. It could have ended really badly. He was really nice about it. But I felt like an idiot.
I wish the story kind of ended that you're like, so, and I married him.
Unfortunately, no. But
I mean, imagine how much that wedding would have cost. Would have cost you an arm and a... Never mind. Can we get all three? Let's find out on a Friday if we got some BFE, some Big Friday energy. Pay attention. So Alexis in Villa Park is going to take on all three trivia questions. If she doesn't get all three, you know that they're going to stick and go on and on until someone gets all three of them correct. So even if she doesn't knock them out, she might do some of the work for you. So pay close attention. Are you ready to jump in and take on all three, Alexis?
Okay.
Question one. What is the most visited museum in Chicago?
I'm going to say the Field Museum.
Okay. Question two. Who wrote the play Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
All right, hold on right there. I'm going to get you question three. Two songs away.
Can you get all three?
All right, let's do it. Speaking of good luck, on a Friday the 13th, let's see if Alexis can knock out all three. She answered questions one and two just a couple minutes ago, but she's got to get all three. You know how it works. So if she doesn't get all three, then the same questions go on you. Grab your phone. Get ready. Alexis, are you ready to jump back in and take on question three?
Okay.
Question three. 15% of people have done this to their boss, even though they know it can get them fired. What is it?
They tried to smooch them.
Tried to smooch them. Inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
All right. Alexis in Villa Park. You got one correct. You got one. No smooching. No smooching. All right. Can you get all three? That's the real question. I need you on a Friday. Let's see if we can knock them out. 312-946-4995. Let's get you three things you need to know.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge.
It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, in a second, I'm going to tell you how there is one guaranteed way to win the $1.35 billion Mega Millions in a second. But first, I got to tell you about a legend. This woman is a legend in her own right. She arranged a flash mob at her own funeral. That is the way I want to go. I might start planning that now. So there was a woman, obviously she passed away, and in the middle of her funeral, all of a sudden these dancers come down the aisle and they start performing a flash mob dance to Another One Bites the Dust in front of all of her friends and family. And obviously they're like, well, that is very her. So they understood and they saw it. But the video is awesome. And I put it on our Instagram story right now. You can find it at US 99 Chicago. Let's talk about money. You know, the big million, Mega Millions is tonight. I've been teasing you. There's a surefire way to win the $1.3 billion Mega Millions lottery. And it is by spending $600 million on tickets. So if you have $600 million, you will spend it on tickets because that would allow you to purchase every possible number combination to win the lump sum payout of $708 million, which would obviously be a $108 million profit, which I think it's worth it, right? To make $108 million, you should probably do that. If you don't, your odds drop down to 1 in 302 million. So that's where most of us stand. Sorry if that burst your bubble on the guaranteed way to do it. But if you have $600 million, go for it. And finally, there's a lot of new music out. today, obviously, it's Friday. A couple people announced albums. We got some tour stuff. Dierks Bentley announced his album when his album's coming out at the end of February. But also, Old Dominion's got an album coming out, and they're going on the tour, the No Bad Vibes tour. And they've been releasing different songs, and four songs are out right now. We played for you Memory Lane earlier in the week, but there's a couple more that you can find at US99.com. This one is called Easier Said with Rum.
Guess it's easier said with one or two to take off the edge, feeling the buzz and regret. I'm sorry, took so long to roll off my tongue. Guess it's easier said with rum.
This one's Freedom Like You. And you can find the others, like I said, at US99.com.
What day is it?
Friday.
Let's do this!
Friday the 13th. Before I get to these Parmalee tickets, I'm going to get them for you in about 90 seconds here. Let's talk about things that make you nervous, right? I'm not very superstitious, but there are things that just make me nervous. And if you have any, you could text 44995 as you're listening and you think of one. Text 44995. Amy, would you like to hear what makes me nervous?
Sure, go for it.
First thing is when the boss schedules like an impromptu meeting with no details, just like, hey, come on, you know, to my office before your show is kind of what I get. And I'm like,
because you never know what you're going to get hit with. I get that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, what did I do? I probably did something. Opening gifts in front of people always makes me really nervous.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't know. What if I don't like it? Then I have to be a really good actor.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a good actress. I can actually pretend I like it if I really don't like it.
You crush the holidays, don't you? You get open a gift and you're like,
Yes, I do.
That's funny. Now, another thing that makes me nervous is, like, if I see someone that is coming up to me and I know I don't know their name, but I'm going to have to, like, introduce them to somebody that's with me, like my wife or something.
Oh, God. Yeah, that happens to me, and that just sucks when you're put on the spot with that, especially if you're drinking and you just don't remember their name.
Yep. Now, the one thing that I think it makes every single person nervous, and it's indisputable. It is the most nerve-wracking thing of all time. It is when you are driving and there is a police car driving behind you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do anything, but then I tricked myself into thinking, right, I'm a wanted man. I hope they don't know. When that happens, I'm suspect number one. There's an APB out for me, or whatever they call it.
That's hilarious.
Anything make you nervous?
Maybe speaking on the radio makes me nervous. Well,
talking on the radio makes you nervous. I'm like the cop driving behind you. I'm sorry. I apologize for doing that to you.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, I'll give you the good news of the story, and Stephanie, you're going to try and guess what the bad news of this story is, okay?
Okay.
The good news is there's a 17-year-old kid in Kentucky who is a gamer, loves playing the games, and he was playing this tactical shooter game online, streaming, and, you know, they talk to other friends back and forth, just having a great time playing his game. What's the bad news of that story?
He lost the whole game.
No, I don't think he actually got to finish the game. The bad news of the story is that while he was playing this game, he had butt dialed 911. And they heard him talking about shooting people in the game. And he's like, I killed two people. And all the things you say during a shooter game like that. And so they sent police to the house. And they showed up, kicked in the door, guns drawn, the works.
That's something my kid would totally do.
I know. When we're playing Fortnite this weekend, I'm going to be like, phones on the table, everybody.
Totally.